live on the internet on this first day of the year in 2018. Good evening, everyone, whatever time of day it is for you when you listen to this or to the recording. Thank you for being here. My name is Gijs Minderhout. I'm located in Paradise, California. And I wish you all a happy new year. And may this be a fantastic new year, 2018. I can't believe we already passed 2017. I'm looking forward to the future. And as you probably will know, we do every day a whole planet healing conference call. And you can find the information to call in at www.wholeplanethealing.com. Whole, W-H-O-L-E. And if you do happen to have pen and paper handy, I can give you the phone number. Ding, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jeannie. Terry.
Hello, Terry. Good evening.
Good evening.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate the year of service behind us. 2018 may be a healthy and a happy year for you, Terry.
Yes, an amazing thing happened today. I got $100 from the grocery store, and I went to the bank to deposit it, and I can't reach the buttons for the teller, the automatic teller. And so I opened the door, and my money fell on the ground. But I didn't know what happened to it, and I searched everywhere, and I couldn't find it. And so I went back to the store, and I said, did anybody find it? And somebody at the bank found it in the driveway, and it had the receipt from Safeway, and they drove it all the way back to Safeway, and so the lady gave it back to me there. It was amazing.
Wow. Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, yes. Yeah. What an awesome story.
Yeah.
Angels are with you, my dear.
Yes, exactly. I was going to be surrounded by a couple of angels.
You get what you give, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's
Everybody started crying. I started crying, and the clerk cried, and the lady cried.
Aw.
Happy tears.
So those are the times I just kind of look up and I go, thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
First, right?
What a wonderful way to start off the year.
Oh, I guess so. Yes.
All right, I had a few more people join in. Welcome, please say your name and location. If you want to.
All right, am I the only one?
The only one.
This is Susan in Virginia.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, everyone.
You're no killer tonight.
Susan, are you freezing? It's below freezing here.
Where is here?
Virginia.
In the freezer.
Where are you in Virginia, Helen? Is this
Virginia
Helen,
Beach.
Rather? Oh, Virginia Beach.
Beach.
What temperature is it here? Let me pull my map up for my weather thing. The map doesn't show the weather.
Northern
it's
Ohio,
8 degrees
hot?
Here, real feel. No, minus 8. Scratch that.
Yeah. Hello.
That's crazy.
We're
glad I'm inside. Thankful for shelter.
Yeah, poor animals and plants. I've already lost some of my garden.
Oh, no. You sure it's not dormant?
No, it's gone. It's gone. I can always tell when they're going to come back.
Hmm.
I've got a house full of the ones that I managed to salvage and bring in, though.
Oh, wow. I've been there, done that. Complete with spiders, and they were all crawling around the house.
Oh.
They'll take care of any bugs that come through.
That's right. It's all natural.
Yep.
Good evening, Rock. Is it a conference call? Please say your name and location.
This is Bonnie from Washington.
Hello, Bonnie from Washington. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you and everyone.
Happy New Year. This one's going to be better.
It should be great.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. And Teddy, do you know about Winfrey?
Yes. He fell asleep, and he is on his way to the phone.
All right.
Heis?
Yes?
Do you have a good New Year's song?
A good New Year's song? Do those exist?
A good, happy New Year's song?
I don't have one here on the console, so I can't find one, but it's going to take a bit. I first have to upload it and then transfer it and then download it, so I don't have it readily available, no.
Do you have anything readily available?
Tons of good stuff.
Okay.
You want me to play a song?
Yes.
All right.
Wynn is on the way to the phone.
All right. I'm sitting with a play over here.
Sometimes, so I did a big channeling this morning for a private reading, and sometimes it's like it's a different part of my brain that accesses the higher levels. And I don't know, like it's not the logical brain, and it's not the creative side. It's some other side of my brain. So after I finish the channeling, I'm hanging out on the other side. And it's a little bit like I'm learning how to get back in my body and to operate in the real world, because I think of doing the tasks and the chores, which I'm usually excited about, but I'm very remote from them until I get connected to the physical world again. So I think Wynn is going through some of that too, because he really conked out after the channeling today. So he's going to be with us in just a minute.
All right. So when you're on the other side, Teddy, what do you observe? Are you with others in physical bodies, or how does that work?
Too bad this isn't being recorded.
Yeah.
This is good.
It is on BBS.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it is on BBS, yes. When I'm on the other side, like, I can meet discarnate spirits, or, you know, sometimes I go looking for discarnate spirits that are in trouble, and I work with them and kind of get them back on track again. I'll give you an example. There was, when they had that big war in Yugoslavia, and I guess they changed the name of the country. I didn't follow it too much, but I went looking for discarnate entities that might be in trouble, and I saw some discarnate, like a discarnate entity, but it was really confused. And so I started talking to it, and broke into three different people, like one confused, tangled, tangled being, and it broke into three different people, and they explained that they had been doing something nefarious. They had been out hunting for young boys that were soon to be of fighting age, and they were eliminating them. And they were in a room planning their actions for the future, how to access these boys. And somebody blew up the room, and they got all tangled up together. Their light bodies were all tangled together, and they couldn't figure it out. And they just kept floating around and not knowing what to do and just very confused. And so they broke into the three individual soldiers or beings, and I saw their uniform. Like, they had been wearing a uniform. I never saw that uniform before, but then later on that day when I was watching TV, I saw somebody in that exact same uniform, and they were from Yugoslavia, some kind of army or a service uniform. So I thought that that was very striking, that they were wearing that uniform. And they started to reconsider their whole project that they had been on, that left them so misshapen and so confused and not able to go forward on their own path. And then after they got that straightened out, they were able to each go forward with their own separate path again. So that's some of the, when I'm on the other side, some of the people or some of the beings I access are disincarnate beings that have gotten themselves into trouble. Is that Wynn coming on?
Yep.
Hi, Wynn. Okay. I've been telling stories of being on the other side.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry. That's so interesting. Bless your heart.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, I'm honored to call you my friend.
Happy New Year, Wynn.
Happy New Year. Mm-hmm. You know... I've been going through something for the past 2 or 3 weeks where I have been really tired, and I'm trying to pin what it is, and I think I'm not sure. Ron Drucker, I was going to have Ron on tonight. I kind of blew it. Well, maybe I didn't. But, Terry, how come you let me sleep in like that?
Well, I was over at Jose's, and like calling you, but there was no answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you go have dinner?
Yeah, but it wasn't. I brought it all home because it wasn't that good. Sometimes they have great dinners, but other times, no.
I see. What'd you have?
Chicken and dumplings, but I'm not supposed to eat chicken and I'm not supposed to eat dumplings, and that's all there was.
Good for you, Wynn. Waiting for you. Top shelf in the.
Well, okay, let's start turning this on.
This conference is being recorded.
This is January 1st, 2018. Lynn and Terry in Sedona. And I was just sleeping. And Terry woke me up. So I'm not completely here yet. Not that I'm ever completely here. Terry, are you completely here?
No, I haven't been completely here since I did the channeling this morning, and I don't think you have either.
Mm-hmm.
Were you going to call Ron Zucker to have him on?
Ben, shall I play a little song over here?
This is one of my old songs.
I've been learning lately what love really means. How to give myself to you and leave behind the scheme. Wondering how much I was gonna win or gonna lose. Like, it just won't cure the blues. But when you give more than you take, I really do believe. When you give more than you take, you get just what you need. When you give more than you take, it comes back and it's so sweet. And you find the real joy. Go!
Okay.
Are you playing any of the instruments there? I know you're singing.
Guitar.
I thought you might be. Nice.
You've heard that before, haven't you?
I know it, but I like it. I could hear it again and again.
I am going to play. I'm sorry. I am just, I feel like I should sleep a little more. So I'm going to play an early Dawn and Wind show with Carla. And I'll tell you how early this is. It's this year. It's 2005, December.
Wow.
2005. So this is maybe the first time Carla was on the Dawn and Wind show. So I can't play the whole thing because it's an hour and 45 minutes, but we'll play it.
Will you put to close it off because
well,
I need to leave?
Countdown. I guess that means we're on. I'd like to welcome you to another Saturday night on the Dawn and Wind show.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Newsom is my co-host. And Don, you want to say hello?
Well, it's a pleasure to be here today with you, Wynn. It always is.
It is?
Absolutely.
You were grumbling at me before. Tell the truth. Come on.
You mean I'm not allowed to grumble at you?
You can grumble. Well, Don, I got a question for you.
Okay, fire away. Is it the same one you asked me earlier?
No. We usually start off with an apology, so go ahead.
You know, surprise, surprise, I have no apologies to make today.
You don't want to tell anybody how you deleted your whole email file?
Well, you know, that was just...
about our show, though.
No. Although it could have been, because I just about deleted everything.
Okay.
Luckily, I got most of it back.
Mm-hmm. But just to tell those that are tuning in for the first time a little bit about how our show works, Don is the founder of Blogging Service. He's also a partner in a big business enterprise, which he never likes me to tell people. But I told him, there you go. And
We'll talk later.
He stays home all day and dedicated himself to bringing information about the changing world to whoever he can reach. And a couple of months ago, somebody introduced me to Don, and at the time, I have a book out called The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and I've been talking to these group souls on the other side through two girlfriends, and he said, Wynn, you should come on the radio. Well, he told me what I had to do was to produce the show myself. So I sat in my little room, talked into a tape recorder for an hour, told the story, which is still somewhere posted on Blogging, and then Don said, that's far out. I want you to do a show every week. And I said, well, it's kind of boring to sit in a room and talk to four walls. So then, at that point, Don and I kind of became friends. We started talking to each other.
That's because we both talked to walls.
We both talked to each other. We started talking to each other every day for a while, right?
That's right.
And then we were having these very interesting creative conversations, and I said, maybe we should record our conversations and put it on your blogging service. And then one day, I secretly recorded one. And in the middle of it, I said, Don, I'm recording this. This is going to be our first Don and Wynn show. And here we are. We've been doing it for about 2 months. We've been having guests. And my title for the show is Drive Time Radio That's Out of This World. And I think that accurately describes it.
It sure does.
We've had, we're bringing a very selected group of people on who I would say have the criteria of having some understanding of this shift that's going on in the world. And that I feel and Don feels are credible and have something of value to offer people, because probably most of the people that are tuning in and listening. Know there's something going on in the world. Some of you know what it is. Some of you wonder. Some of you are exploring different options and surfing the internet trying to find out. And so we hope to give you an idea for what that is on the Don and Wynn Show. And today we have a very, very special guest that's going to be on in just a few minutes. And her name is Carla Ruckert. And for those of you that have read my book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, Carla Ruckert was referred to in her channelings in a great part of the book, because the case was made that there is this group soul that has identified itself by the name Ra that we could call a major oversoul for our planet, a guidance system on the other side that's been working with mankind's evolution for millenniums, and that group soul has been speaking to Carla, and she has a website called llresearch.org, and she's dedicated her life to this work of bringing the message forward of this group. And my book makes the case that the same group soul was who was talking through Edgar Cayce, as well as David Wilcock, the current alleged reincarnation of Cayce. So, Don, what would you like to say? You know, your mother might be listening, and she's going to say I'm hogging it. So, go ahead.
Well, you know, the Law of One series is the information that Carla brought to humanity, and I've been trying to get as many people as I can to read it. As you know, I put prominent links with a little odd graphic so that it stands out, so that people really focus on it. I really, you know, that material is so profound, and it is life changing. And for those people that are truly seekers, or beginning to seek answers to who they are and what it all means, what is God and Source, and how do we fit into that? And this Law of One series that was brought out by Carla actually puts that together in a very wonderful way that explains so many of the answers that people have been seeking for lifetimes. And it's a really in-depth volume that when people get into it, like when I read it, I just read it voraciously. And the more people that read it and get into it, they start to tune in, and it does change you. There have been so many people throughout the world that have had profound changes because of that material. It would be innumerable to count them. And we're just so honored to have Carla Ruckert on with us tonight, because, you know, to be able to present that sort of powerful information has been, I'll bet you, quite a task for her. And it's just amazing to have her on, don't you think, Wynn?
Well, it's all right. No, of course it is. Of course it is. I've been nervous all day. So, you know, before we bring Carla on, I wanted to give a couple of acknowledgments. There's a couple of people out there who sent this, broadcast this to their email list. And I want to acknowledge those people, because they're both doing, there's a lot of people that are doing special things, but I just want to, these are two people that I've tracked for a while. And I know their intent, and one of them is Will Blue Otter, who has, for I don't know how long, he has a website called Prophecy Keepers, and he interviews people. He's a Native American himself. He interviews people that have different prophetic information, and he's very dedicated to helping the world. And his website is prophecykeepers.com. And when you're not listening to the Don and Wynn Show and BBS Radio, check out Prophecy Keepers. And the other person is Jody Boyne. And Jody Boyne has a I looked at his website today, and the URL is too complicated to have anyone remember. I don't know. He never got a real URL, or if he did, I didn't get to it. So if Jody Boynes has a website for wanderers, and we're going to be talking about wanderers in the next period of time, but wanderers, probably most of the people listening tonight, are what Ra calls wanderers. They are beings from other dimensions, higher dimensions, that volunteered to take incarnations on our planet and then got all screwed up for many lifetimes. And this is the lifetime we're all supposed to get unscrewed up and make our divine connection. So Jody Boynes has a website for wanderers. And
I may have that information on the Proving the Spiritual page.
Do you have a link to that, Don?
I may. If people go to our link, Proving the Spiritual, they're going to get a whole bunch of links to information on wanderers. And I think that link will be there.
If anyone wants to look up Jody Boynes, they can do a Google search and put in Boynes Wanderer, B-O-Y-N-E-S, Wanderer, and he comes up at the top of the list. So he's easy to find.
Yes.
And one of the things Jody does as a great service is he has an email list, and he sends people almost daily updates on what's going in the world, what's happening, and I mean, it's very addictive to get on his list, and it's very good information. So if you find his website, get on his email list, and maybe we'll put up a link on Blogin.
Sure.
So that people that want to get on his email list can't, because he's got great information. And he has been totally influenced by Carla Rucker. And so I'm sure he's listening now. I think Hope Will Otter is, so with Blue Otter, so we'll say hello to both of them. And let's see, who are we supposed to have lunch tonight, Don? Do you remember? Was it Wayne Dyer? No. Marianne Williams. No, Carla Rucker. Carla's listening to all our corny stuff. So, Carla.
Yes, Wynn.
Say hello to everybody.
Hello to everybody. Don.
And there we go.
Wynn, it's a joy to listen to every corny word. And I hope that I may offer some corn of my own. Popped, of course.
Popped
a little corny. Butter, some salt. And hello to Jody. I have not met Mr. Otter nor asked him why he's blue. However, Jody is an old buddy of mine who has been a link on our site, LLResearch.org. For a long time. His place is called the ET Phone Home Page, and you can write into Jody and tell him your weird story that nobody wants to hear, not the police, not the UFO centers who supposedly are gathering information and all that. Jody will take it, as will we, actually, at LL&L Research. By all means, write it to one of us, so at least you've got it off of your chest and you can go on with your process.
Mm-hmm.
And hello to everybody. It's just a joy to be here. And please don't feel too honored, because I'm a total bozo and a heavily flawed human being. But I have been very engaged and very passionate about sharing whatever I do know with whoever wants to ask me about it, having to do with waking up and smelling the coffee and really becoming aware of the situation. Believe it or not, I've been involved with this solidly since 1962. The interesting thing about that whole experience of the last a little bit over 40 years now is that I've noticed more and more as time has gone on the similarity, the sameness, really, of the fear-based information that you keep getting. Oh, my gosh, this is the worst time of all. Things are going to happen. Things are going to fall apart. And just trying to create more and more fear. When you hear these fear-based channels, I just want to encourage everybody to take a deep breath and release all fear, because this is an exciting time to be alive, and there is no downside to it. We knew early on in life at some point we were going to die, and the fear-based information is always some aspect of this. You are going to die, and you may be doing it later this year. In 62, the predictions were for 65 to 70. By 1970, the predictions were for 75 to 80. It was always comfortably a little bit ahead, so it hadn't happened. Time to wake up, and now here we are saying, well, Mayans are talking about 2012.
There's always
same
that
pattern,
Tuesday.
Folks.
Well, you know what, Carla?
Time to release all fear.
Now or never, I'd guess.
But it is time to get this job done. I mean, it is time to make some simple choices. When you want to talk about that choice?
No. This is not my interview. This is your interview. I just wanted to say that we are all going to die. So if you're afraid of dying, you may as well start now, since it's inevitable. And the whole thing about everything that you're into and I'm into and what has become so apparent, that there is no reason to be afraid of dying, because we go on. And it's like, you know, I can say that, and people can hear that mentally. Mm-hmm. But one of the side effects of reading this kind of material and hearing the counseling of a group soul that has died probably millions of times, you know, the entities in that group, and are still here and telling us how it works, is it kind of proves that death is not real. I mean, you know, no matter how many times you read it, when you hear, how often do you get a chance? You know, people say, well, if the dead would come back and talk to me, then I would know. Well, this is essentially the dead, so to speak, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the dead probably, God knows how many times of lifetimes, that have evolved to be a group soul, and now are kind of watching over our planet and trying to assist it. They are assisting it, not trying, assisting it in this evolutionary process, and you have been a mouthpiece for that group. Is everything I said correct as far as you're concerned?
Well, you know, you could get into details and pick apart any one of several statements, but I think in general you're on a really good track. I could talk, Gwen, if you want to, about what the difference is between one kind of guidance system and another, or even the differences between the various parts of the Confederation of planets in the service of the infinite creator that I've channeled. That might be information that would be of some use.
I would love to hear about that.
All right.
Can I make a suggestion? Before we go into the meat of this, I always think it's good to lay a foundation of how it all started, because somebody that channels these immensely high sources is kind of a really anomaly to a regular person. And they wonder, how did this happen? Why them? All this kind of questions. And I know that years ago, you were applying for a job. Isn't that correct?
Me?
Yeah.
I was applying for a job?
Or you got a job with a guy who did parapsychological research.
Oh, right. I didn't precisely apply for that job, but I will be glad to talk about how it all began. And that would be part of it.
Yeah, I thought it would be good to talk about.
I sure got a job.
You got a job. You got one hell of a job.
I'm still doing that job.
Right? One heaven of a job.
Yeah.
Well, so let's share a little bit about that, and then we'll go into the more of the...
Yeah, I'd be glad to. And really, that's where it starts if you're talking about the different kinds of channeling, because it's all personal experience with me. They're really, unless you want to mix sources and become quite confused in your studies, there's really no clear way to study channeling, because of the fact that channeling is a made-up word trying to describe something that people observe happening. I can tell you what happened to me. When I was in college, I was already a really kind of odd person, in that I was a mystic. I had been a mystic all my life. Jesus as a being was part of my magic kingdom, that place that a lot of gifted or odd children report going into, where, you know, they have special friends, and maybe they have a pet that talks to them, or they can talk to the trees. And I had all of that thing, but I also had Jesus. So I came from a situation where I was so mystical that the chief things in my childhood were perhaps different than what people were interested in their childhood. I was a musician. I was a mystic. I was a philosopher. I was always trying to go deeper, and at a certain point in my life, I became aware that my Episcopalian church, which I'd been born into and loved and had worked within its boundaries all my life, was just not enough. I had fought that part of me that was unable to accept dogma, and had gone to my bishop and said, I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave the church. And he said, I don't think so. Let's talk about that. And I explained that I couldn't buy the Virgin Mary thing, and just didn't seem like I was a very good Christian. And I loved Jesus. He was very real to me, and I told him why. I said, but, you know, I'm having trouble saying the creed. And he said, well, I have trouble with the Virgin Mary myself. So I said, well, how do you say the creed? And he said, well, you know, in faith and hope that, you know, one day, probably not in this lifetime, I'll be more aware of the mystery, more seeing more into it. But for me now, it's enough to go through it as an article of faith. And he shook his finger at me. He said, now, don't you leave the Christian church, because you have no one to talk to about Jesus if you ever leave. So I hadn't left the church, but I was not entirely happy with it, because I could not find any opportunities for absolute silence in my practice. And I really wanted to include silent meditation in my rule of life. So this fellow that Wynn was talking about earlier, whose name was Professor Donald Tully Elkins, and whom I always called the Elk in later years after I'd gotten to know the man, he was a commanding and even intimidating figure when I first met him, I being 19 and he being some 14 years older and very accomplished, both as a researcher and a teacher, and as a pilot. He just had all kinds of things going for him. He was very brilliant. He'd been working to explore the paranormal since the mid-50s, and he would get in his little plane, and he'd fly off to Chicago or Tennessee or wherever, and he'd talk to people, anybody he could find that would talk to him. J.B. Ryan was a friend of his back in those years. He talked to a lot of the UFO contactees back in a more open day before the ridicule lid came down, like Orfeo Angelucci, believe it or not. Dan Fry, people that actually had experiences and were perfectly willing to talk with Don about them. So he was developing this knowledge base. He'd run across what he called the Detroit information. The Detroit information was brought through a group that was very interested in man consciousness and understanding. And I think if you Google on man consciousness and understanding, you'll find some wonderful material. And Don became aware of this material long before the advent of the World Wide Web. Went up to Detroit, had a talk with Walt Rogers, who had created that information. And in that information was a discussion by allegedly extraterrestrial folks about how you could create an extraterrestrial-type channeling group without having to go through all the bother of a close encounter of the third kind, to use Hynek's term. Don thought, now this is interesting. I think I'm going to go back to my engineering and physics folks and see if I can find a dozen or so students that would like to do this experiment. The experiment consisted of silent meditation, which was what brought me into it. So there here were these 12 engineering students, one of whom was my boyfriend at the time, and myself, a renegade from the studies on the other side of the street in Louisville, Kentucky. The sciences are on one side of the street, as it happens literally, and the arts are on the other, liberal and fine. And I was studying mostly liberal and some fine arts and no science whatsoever. So here was this very anomalistic woman sitting with a professor and 12 physics students, inviting the silence and also realizing that it was possible that we would be able to pick up information by following simple instructions. Everybody but me in the group eventually began to channel. However, the scientific value of the experiment was blown because while Rogers visited Louisville after people had been sitting in silent meditation and not channeling for 6 months, Walt Rogers came down and did some channeling and said, you know, you guys are right on the verge of it, and you're just so afraid you're going to channel wrong information that you're not letting it come through. So how about, you know, getting it together to sort of lay your tail over the line and do this thing? Well, immediately people began actual channeling, but the scientific value was compromised because of the fact that we brought in Walt Rogers from Detroit. He'd done that channeling and changed things. So it wasn't a purely scientific experiment. Nothing could actually be proven. At that point, Don decided as a scientist that the only thing to do was to keep collecting material, because when you have material of a somewhat dubious value, the main advantage to such a database is to make it as large as possible so you can begin creating some understanding just from the drift of things. And we're still doing that in L&L research. I did not channel for 12 years. And when I began channeling, it was because all the people from the original group had grown up, gotten jobs, and moved on. I came back to town after spending a little bit of time in Canada working at the University of British Columbia as a librarian. And discovered that Don was now looking to create a new channeling group. And so he did so out of the dregs of the old one, which were basically me. And in 1974, he asked me if I would try channeling along the lines of the way that everyone in the original 62 group had learned channeling. And I said, okay. I began channeling, and it was a potpourri of many, many voices. Because of my naturally positive tuning, I was getting positive information, but it was all over the place. And I just began noticing that, you know, gee, if you ask this kind of question, you get this kind of energy. If you ask that kind of question, you get a different kind of energy. I discovered if people ask questions about spiritual principles, then you can keep a tuning very well that feels like the original tuning. If someone starts asking you about specific information about doom, about the end of the world, about the ascension, so forth, all these trigger topics that trigger fear in people, the tuning actually drifts. And it's like you're switching channels or on a TV or stations on a radio. The information that you're getting varies very slightly, but the import or the impact of the information varies greatly. So I began being far more careful about tuning before a session, about trying to coax people into asking questions about spiritual principles rather than about specific events and so forth. And so my channeling began to be more steady and to have more of a steadiness and a stability to it, which people appreciated. And this was a good 5 years before the Law of One material was begun. This was all conscious channeling. And it is also channeling that I do to this day.
Carla?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, all the people in the room that were channeling, who were they channeling? Did the voices identify themselves, or was it just...
Well, you know, we had a wild range of experiences with the people who were genuinely trying to channel what they were picking up. Some people channeled voices that you see from when I was learning to channel in 74. If you go to our website, you can see all of those when Don was acting as the channel himself and teaching me. They were teaching through him. They were teaching me. The Confederation entities were teaching me how to carry their contact. Sometimes you get people that were just shouting out numbers and letters. Sometimes you get people that were shouting nonsense, total nonsense. Don's own father was very keen on proving that he was hip, you know, and he was going to show his son that he was cool. He began channeling, and We could never get a single sentence that made any sense out of the man. But he was, you know, genuinely trying. And, but it was pretty much all over the map. But the people that were sticking with the silent meditation and were taking the information that they already had and trying to live it so that they were doing this every day, began pretty much channeling voices like Catan, Latos, Latui, names that come up in my own channeling.
How about discarnate entities? Were any discarnate entities coming through, just earthbound?
I did get quite a few discarnate entities because people would ask for them. People would ask for... People these days have probably never heard of entities like Manka. But at one time in the 50s, the Manka tapes were all over the place. And people said, can you find Manka? Can you find, you know, the source channeled by so-and-so? You know, and they'd give various names that I don't even want to go into. But, yeah, at first I didn't know any better than to simply to go around and see if I could fish up whoever people were asking for. And some of those things were very interesting. I think if you get on our site and, for instance, and do a site search on Yada, Y-A-D-A, Yada Dishaidi, fascinating guided channel, just really totally a discarnate entity, an inner planes guide. And maybe when that might be something that it would be good to mention is that one big division between types of channels is the inner planes channel and the outer planes channel. The inner planes channel, my own inner planes channel is, I call her Holly, but it's the Holy Spirit. I'm a Christian. I take the stuff literally. I ask for the Holy Spirit, and I talk to Holly, and we have conversations right out loud. Anybody can do this, but if you have faith to begin with, it's a lot faster process. If you want to get in touch with your guidance system, sit down with a piece of paper and a pen, and you'll start. Just write a question out and then write down what the next thing you think and then write down your reaction to that and then write down the next thing that you get in your head. You can't tell the difference between your thoughts and your guidance. You're that close to your guidance. So you really have to externalize the process in order to realize that it's actually going on. Or you can just talk out loud. Or you can put it on a tape recorder or you can do it on a computer. But one way or another, it really helps to externalize some of this so that you realize you are talking to guys.
You know, the people around you personally usually end up having some kind of channeling experience, don't they?
Well, I try to avoid that, but there is something energizing about my presence. I try to encourage people not to channel. I think it's something that I encourage people to get in touch with their guidance, but I encourage them to do this in a way that's strictly within their own energy field.
That's interesting, though, that you would say you encourage people not to channel.
Right.
Maybe you could elaborate more on that?
Gladly. It's a very crowded universe out there, and I have